Britain.
Churchill's urinal. We will fight them. A hoped-for Labour reform goes down the drain.
Winston Churchill, unusually, underestimated himself. He stated that he had nothing to offer Britain but blood, toil, tears and sweat. A spat over a urinal that stands in the Treasury, and that may have been used by the great man himself, shows that for Britons, other Churchillian fluids are also of abiding interest. The spat began before the election, when Rachel Reeves, who is now Britain's first female Chancellor of the Exchequer, said she wanted to smash glass ceilings and urinals in her new job. She wanted the urinal, which stands in the Chancellor's private toilet, removed. But after being advised that it would cost £8,000 even to apply to cover it up, because the urinal is both old and, as the delicate phrase has it, associated with Churchill, she has, according to a source, pulled the plug on the plan. The offending urinal, Ms. Reeves recently confirmed, still is in there. Part porcelain, part parable, it is starting to look like a metaphor for Britain's bunged-up planning system. Labour came to power on a change manifesto. Ms. Reeves has already announced some tweaks to the planning system to help get Britain building again. But the government has yet to say much about listed buildings, which often stymie projects. The idea had sensible origins. In the Second World War, air raid wardens were given lists of buildings of historic interest that, if bomb damaged, required rapid repair. The bar for listing has, however, since been lowered. The current 400,000-long list, managed by Historic England, a public body, offers 20,404 entries for railings, 2,733 entries for telephone kiosk, and 2,860 for urinal. Rarely has so much been preserved by so many to the interest of so few. An association with a historical figure, even tenuous, is noted. The list also offers a riding school where Churchill trained and a hotel he once spoke in. In the case of the Treasury buildings in which the urinal stands, the association is strong. Churchill was Chancellor from 1924 to 1929. The historical record is silent on whether or not the great man anointed this urinal by anything more than his mere proximity. But in Britain, where the Second World War is less national history than national hobby, that is enough. Winston Churchill's urinals are part of our national heritage, says Andrew Roberts, his biographer, and should be protected at all costs. The interest is far from absurd. Toilet seats reveal much about the seats of power. We shape our buildings, as Churchill observed in 1943 after the Commons Chamber had been destroyed by a bomb. Thereafter, they shape us. The restored House of Commons tacitly made clear what shape it saw its future inhabitants to be. While men had a toilet in a corridor behind the Speaker's chair, female MPs had, as Ms. Reeves herself noted in a recent book on women in Westminster, to walk a quarter of a mile from the chamber to the nearest women's loo. Women's conveniences in Parliament were frequently nothing of the kind, since women themselves, says Anthony Seldon, a historian, were seen as an inconvenience. Nonetheless, Britain's obsession with heritage does make building harder. Labour came to power with hopes, which Tories taunted would fail, of smashing urinals and obstacles to building. The offending urinal is now covered by a glass screen. A frosted one has been proposed. There has been talk of hiding it with a pot plant. This is not the end for Labour's dreams of sweeping iconoclastic reform, nor even the beginning of the end. But it is perhaps the end of the beginning.